Tonight, for the 23rd para and Surah Yasin, as we recited to. Yasin is the heart of the Quran. Yasin Sharif is the heart of the Quran. That person, and the person who reads the Quran, Yasin wants to get the reward of 10 Qurans. Reward of 10 Qurans. The person reading 10 Qurans is something else, but the person in the Yasin Sharif gets a reward of 10 Qurans. That person who reads the Yasin Sharif in the morning, see, everything relies on how strong your iman is. The effect of everything is where you got the effect of your iman and yaqeen. If a person reads Yasin every morning, his whole day will go very well. All his needs will be fulfilled. Everything will be fulfilled. Likewise, when a person is passing away, must read Yasin Sharif. By reading Yasin in front of him, his death becomes an easy one. And not only easy one, also, inshallah, he'll die with iman. So Yasin Sharif has got a lot of effects in it. If a person reads Yasin at a time of any kind of difficulties, Allah Ta'ala removes those difficulties too. How important, how is it? We, alhamdulillah, I am sure that most of us, all our homes, we are reading Yasin Sharif all the time in the mornings. And also that Yasin Sharif you make, you must give sawab to the deceased ones. Do not make an Hazrat Jihazat Mawla Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when you read Yasin Sharif, you say this dua, O Allah, give this reward, this sawab, to all Ambiyas, and Azwaj Mutahharat, and Ahl Bayt, and all the mu'mins. So, person when he reads dua, when he reads Yasin, he always gives for the deceased ones very big sawab, very good. However, there is one ayat in Yasin Sharif where one person will come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and tell Allah that Allah did not protect him from zulm, from oppression. Allah Ta'ala says, I did protect you. Then he says that I don't want to see any witnesses in this thing. He said, Allah Ta'ala. Allah says, no problem, you won't see your witness, but I will make yourself a witness. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمْ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ. We will seal their mouths on the day of Qiyamah, and the body itself is speaking. It will bear witness that what the wrongs they have done. So leave alone the Sopalista giving bear witness. Allah will make it when the person says, I do not want anyone to bear witness. Allah says, no problem, won't make anyone witness, you yourself witness. In a sense, in that condition that you will seal his mouth completely, that he will not be able to speak one thing, but his whole body will give bear witness to whatever he's committed sins. Allahumma ni father. But the mu'min, when he comes from Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala tells him, you know, did this, you did that, you did that, say, Ya Allah, I did it. Mumin, Ya Allah, I did it. And Allah Ta'ala says to him, I've forgiven you. And they take all his good deeds and also make him reach a high status too. So how Allah Ta'ala appreciate a mumin? Allah does not want to punish a mumin at any cost. But we ourselves are inviting that punishment. We are inviting the punishment. Allah Ta'ala does not want to punish us. He does not want any mu'min to go into Jahannam too. But you are forced to go to Jahannam because the wrongs that you are doing. Now Jannat is a place of purity. And you cannot enter Jannat in impurity. So you have to be washed properly in Jahannam. Then only Allah must save us from Jahannam. It's very dangerous, you don't know what is happening there. The punishment is of that kind, it continuously is a punishment, continuous punishment. The fear must be there in us. We must have the fear that we don't want to go into Jahannam. And we must have the fear that how we must keep Allah Ta'ala happy. Allah has given us in month of Ramadan, only 30 days, not more than that, improve yourself. It's not that keep away from eating and drinking. You bring that condition in yourself in that 30 days that you mold yourself. to that condition that you become a man. Become a man. That you have every quality in you, what Allah Ta'ala wants to have in you, you bring that quality. You don't have anger in you, you don't have malice in you, you don't have jealousy in you, you don't have pride in you, all that must go away. It cannot go away, but you control it. Before anger should control you, but now you control anger. Pride also, all this is. So this is a month of putting yourself in the control of that kind, that the soul must be fed too much. And inshallah, you see that after Ramadan we must become like this, that whatever we have done, because Ramadan left his bounties here and it goes. Allah left all the bounties here and it goes. He wants you to fill the bounties. Now you must show your bounties after Ramadan, till next Ramadan, how you behave. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah must give the tawfiq of acting on every sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhunna wa alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen wa aqimat muqtah. Wa salatu wa salamu wa sayyidu sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم نسألك من دعاك والجنة. اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة والنار. اللهم ربنا توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان بحرمة القرآن وحرمة النبي آخر الزمان. وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب العالمين.